Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, also Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and CJ's with us today.
CJ the Bug Boy.
Thank you.
Bug Boy, I'm sorry. Thank you.
I thought it was Bug Blah Blah Blah.
Oh.
That's more accurate.
It is. What do you mean?
You've seen my origin story.
I've said, yes, I have. I've seen the mythical origin story.
I thought it was the adventures of Bug Boy, not the origins of Bug Boy.
Well, that's how you became, you know.
The
you
misadventures.
Know. Every superhero needs an origin.
True. True. And if you don't know what we're talking about, just go to scubaradio.com, click on the video tab, and watch the video of the adventures of Bug Boy, which, by the way, is taking the world by storm.
Epic.
It's the next Sharknado. I think it's, it's catching on. You know, it's a slow roll.
So you set the bar low.
Yeah. I think we're in the tens of viewers so far.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to start somewhere.
But we'll get there. But everybody who's seen it has emailed me and said, what the hell's wrong with you people? So at least
that's a good question.
Well, but that's exactly the kind of feedback the Sharknado producers got initially. So who's to say, right? It has to kind of build on its own, you know, take on a life of its own type of thing. But our little video creations pretty much prove why we do Scuba Radio.
But you can't say it's not fun.
Oh, it's a blast. It is a lot so fun. And a matter of fact, I was at the Surf Expo yesterday, which was here in Orlando. I was there doing research on the latest swimwear fashions because, you know, as divers, we have to, you know, we want to look good underwater.
So you were checking out all the men's board shorts?
There were a few of those. I noticed that they were there. There were displays for those. But there were also there were a lot of bikini manufacturers or companies.
Well,
we're
not wearing bikinis, so I know you didn't focus on that too hard.
I am. I don't know about you.
Oh, I see you got Bill a stunning one piece.
Yeah, well, that's not really.
That's not a one piece?
That's not a one piece.
It's a cunning sun piece.
What is it?
Cunning sun piece.
Okay, if you say so.
Keeps the sun off.
Yeah, but it's flesh colored, kind of like Miley Cyrus. And
so he can
when he tweaks or twerks,
it's not actually flesh colored, it's ivory.
Is that what it is?
Oh, okay.
It just happens to also be my flesh color.
It's
it does
stunning, have a, stunning whatever it is.
There is a milky glow to it.
Either that or he just tripped into a bucket of calamine lotion.
Oh. Anyway, I was there doing conducting research for the show and observing the latest swimwear fashions and making that sacrifice.
Is that
as
what you call
a
it?
Yeah. What is it?
Any pictures, videos?
Hell no. There ain't going to be no proof of this anywhere. No. It's out there somewhere, I'm sure. There's plenty of pictures. But I was taking mental pictures just to make sure that I could, you know, share that with our listeners today that, you know, something you don't know or you may not be aware of, that thongs are not, they're out. Cheeks are the new butt coverage for bikini bottoms.
What?
That's the new thing.
I'm not 100% sure they're called cheeks.
What? Did I get
they're
it wrong?
They're called cheekies.
Cheekies, right, cheekies.
Now, what is that?
They're kind of like the latest version of capris for bikinis in the bikini world. Like cheekies.
It's kind of like the lingerie that covers like the top two-thirds.
Okay, a little classier.
Yeah.
Not really.
No.
Because,
well, all right, a little classier than a thong, let's be honest.
Well, maybe. Maybe, I guess.
And when you said the thongs are out, that's not exactly true, because most thongs I've seen are pretty in.
Hello! Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it depends on the size of your junk in your trunk, I guess. But cheekies are the new bikini bottom style that's supposedly in.
Does it happen to you, too, when he says bikini bottom? I think of
SpongeBob
SquarePants, because he lives in Bikini Bottom in a pineapple under the sea.
Well,
he has said so far today bikini bottom like 40 times, and every time I expect to see Patrick Starr show up.
Yeah.
Are you ready, kids?
Today's ADD was brought to you by
or
Bill,
maybe a
producer.
Krabby Patty. Something. Yeah. Anything.
Well, all I can say is that's what I learned. And also, don't stick your hand in a crack, because you might not get it back.
That's always true.
Yes. That applies to lobster hunting and bikini watching.
There may be an eel in them shorts. You never know.
Anyway, I was there. And I forgot the whole train of thought. Why did I bring this up, Bill? It was
because
something about the video.
Because you were at the Surf Expo, and there were girls, and you were there.
And that's pretty much all you need to know.
What, you know...
No, I was talking about the video and how they tied together somehow.
No, I didn't see a connection there at all.
No, okay.
Call the police.
I was trying to call the police.
Hi, welcome to Scuba Radio, the first non-sequitur radio show in the history of diving. We just say stuff, and then we talk about something else. That's what we do.
Oh, no, that's right. I got these.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
What? Where can I get a pair of those?
All right, so these are sunglasses that he's wearing on the radio.
Yes.
And it's a pair of the sunglasses, which has an attached mustache.
Yes. They're,
in addition to the attached mustache, it has a mini sombrero so that you can offend as many different people simultaneously as possible.
Hola, amigo.
Sí.
¿Cómo está?
Sí. No, but actually, these are...
And also gives you a nice place to store your salsa.
It makes them look younger, Bill.
¿Qué es la cocina?
Sun stashes. That's what
you
are.
Tu cerveza, por favor.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I got these at the Surf Expo. And you wear these.
It's actually Corona's new ad campaign. They have Greg wearing those, and he says he's the most uninteresting man in the world. I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I have at least two of these.
What's wrong with him? He wasn't there. How does he know this?
Oh, you had to be there. I'm sorry. I failed to understand.
Wow. And the other thing there. I got the Surf Expo, check this out. This is a football koozie, and this could come in handy because, say, you know, you've just come up from your last dive of the day. And, you know, should you have to wait to get back up on the boat and open up the cooler to pop open a nice cold?
You're maybe 30 yards away from the boat when you surfaced.
No,
maybe.
you pop the beverage of your choice.
You from the boat.
You put it in this football thing, seal it back up, and you can throw it out there to them, and it'll float, and they can put their beverage in there.
I'd just like to say right now, if I'm going under center to get a drink from that, I will take all mine from the shotgun position.
Yeah, no,
I'm not putting my hands under your butt cheeks to get a drink.
Excuse me?
Because it's shaped like a football.
Now, why would you take all the fun out of it?
Especially, well, I think it's because you're wearing the thong.
We
got to
set the ground rules right away.
That is not a thong. That is a cheekies. Or
you know what? Cheekus. That is not your size, then.
Greg, what's all this resin in the bottom? Oh, never mind.
What is wrong with him?
It seems like a convenient way to hide things when you go on the ship. You know?
Yes, maybe. You could use it for that. But our friends at Mellow Militia were exhibiting at the Surf Expo, the guys who make Tiki Toss, which we've had here, at some of the dive shows. We've taken that game along. And now they have this, beer can football, Nerf football.
Toss
type of thing.
Me a drink.
Yeah. And they've done research on this, by the way. You can toss the beer can in the koozie, in the football koozie, 20 times before it will explode.
20, huh?
20 times. They've done research.
Spike it?
Right. Well, 20 times, evidently. But after 20, look out.
It's
so
pretty firm inside.
That's what she said. Anyway, There you go. That was my report from the Surf Expo. And which brings me to a topic I want to address on the show today and open up the phone lines for your comments. 888-88-SCUBA. There's been some rumblings out on the web, on Facebook in particular, from some, I don't know, supposed divers that are upset at the dive industry and some of the manufacturers and their advertising practices and how they project women in the media and in their ads. We're going to talk about this because, you know, if any forum is good for addressing how women are portrayed in the dive industry, I think Scuba Radio is the place to address it. Don't you?
Sure.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Dive into Dominica. Right now, Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering an exceptional summer dive package. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $925. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and dive into Dominica now. Offer ends September 30th. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You've been warned. Is it safe to advertise in the dive industry a girl in a bikini? Something not! And so that's what we're going to talk about a little bit. Yeah, they've been making a lot of noise on Facebook the last few weeks. I don't know why this issue, I mean, it comes up every once in a while. I hear rumblings, especially from some of my dive magazine friends, who when, for instance, a dive manufacturer, say a dive equipment manufacturer, puts out an ad that has a girl in a bikini, you know, holding a regulator, water splashing over her or something like that. You know, so just a typical ad of a hot girl in a bikini and some dive gear. And, oh my God, you would have thought the sky had fallen and the earth had stopped spinning, according to some of the emails and letters to the editor that they get about these type of ads. And, you know, most of the guys that I talk to, and I got to admit, most of them are guys. There's been a few women account executives I've talked about this issue with before. But most of them are kind of like, yeah, we're sensitive to it. And if we see something that we think we're going to get a complaint on, we may pull the ad or may tell the manufacturers, hey, come back with something a little less sexy. But what's the point? I mean, you know, look, I think there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, from the standpoint of it's in the media everywhere. It's in beer commercials. It's in everything you see. Right, guys? Are you with me?
Exactly. And yeah, well, are you more or less likely to look at that ad if there's a hot girl in it?
Yeah. Now, look, now we're four guys here talking about this issue.
I might blast right past it the first time I see it.
True. And we're four guys talking about this issue on Scuba Radio today. However, you know, we have Bill. And so, like,
I totally missed the
ad. He's really objective.
No, I'm saying he's more
to be fair, of the four of us, who has fathered the most children? That would be me, with the four.
We weren't there. I wasn't there.
Most of their parents, other than me, were women.
Bill, test tube babies don't count.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I mean,
test tubes are sexy.
There was a picture that a guy wrote an article online on the web, and he had shot a picture of two girls coming out of the water. This is for an article on a dive destination, and they were actually two dive instructors walking out of the water. And with their snorkel and masks up on their forehead and coming up out of the water like they had just did an afternoon of diving, right? And beautiful, you know, palm trees, sunset, beautiful ocean in the background. Not even anything that you would go, hey, they're trying to sell something, you know? But, oh, my God, it created all this stir online about, oh, that's so 1970s. Why don't you grow up and put something a little bit more, like, you know, fair instead of being so sexist and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what is going on? What is the problem?
People are being stupid.
We could throw a bedsheet over them to comply with Sharia law.
Okay. Ooh. I guess that's one idea. But
I knew it would get Bill.
Obviously, I'm finding no detractors here. Okay, do you have any issues with that, Bill? Or am I being... I don't know.
Insensitive?
Yeah, sexist. Maybe.
You sell a radio show with sexy girls. I mean, I would like to go back over that one more time so that we're all on the same page.
Right.
You sell a radio show with girls dressed as mermaids.
Why? Right. Because it works.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yes.
I cannot...
If it didn't work, we'd still have them just for fun.
Sounds a little fishy.
It just happens to work.
Yes. No, but what do we do with the mermaids? Most of our mermaids, if not all of them, are certified divers.
You made me sign that thing.
Shush. Our certified divers, some of them are dive instructors. I mean, we don't just hire models to be our mermaids. Actually, they have substance. Our girls have substance.
In addition to looking good.
Exactly.
Because
but what's wrong with that?
That's one of the things.
But it's
not just qualified.
Right. But we're just doing what all media does, which sex sells. You work that angle into it to a certain extent.
I've been telling that to Diane Sawyer every Sunday night when she calls me. I said, if you were a little hotter, I think they'd have more use for you, Diane Sawyer.
Wow.
Really? He's really, he's pretty desperate, isn't he?
It's not my fault. She calls me.
Oh, okay.
Now who's desperate?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, I couldn't call that show primetime anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know,
past their primetime.
The thing is that griping appears to be coming from a small group of people, from what, you know, most people, you know, reply back to, and you see the response. So there might be, you know, for every 10 response, you might find one person going, oh, that's, you know, ridiculous or whatever, and you shouldn't be doing this, it's sexist, blah, blah, blah. But still,
I think a lot of these women don't understand the difference between sexist and sexy.
Is that, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's a good point.
Or jealousy and
because let me tell you, when I talk like this, it's sexist. It's sexy.
If you say so.
You sound very sexist, Bill.
Yeah. Well, anyway, okay, so all you guys agree that this is a bunch of malarkey.
It's bull shark.
Of course it is.
Bull shark!
Yes. Well, feel free to share your thoughts at info@scubaradio.com. You know, maybe I'm way off base, but I don't know. I find this kind of annoying. And the thing that gets to me is it seems to be making getting some traction with some of the dive magazine publication. I mean, they're listening and they're like, okay, well, maybe we shouldn't do that.
All it takes is a couple of jerks to complain.
Yeah.
Ruin the whole thing.
I'll ask this question.
Yeah.
What is the terrible, terrible thing which happens if for some reason they stop running these ads. If they start focusing on the product or the destination or the actual dive site in their advertising instead of putting hot girls in the advertising. What is the terrible thing which happens to us?
Well, I don't know if it's terrible, but...
censorship!
Nothing, Bill.
We lose our edge a little bit, and I bring this up because of the Surf Expo yesterday. I mean, if there was any industry that is selling young, sexy girls and that kind of thing, it's in, you know, surfing, swimwear, skate, and, that segment of the industry. And the dive industry is competing with this activity. You want to make diving sound sexy and fun, which it is. You know, you don't want to make it, you know, look old and formal and that kind of thing. You use what you can use.
Should I not use my cummerbund on my wetsuit next time I dive?
Well, you could do that. Or we could just report on what's real. You're in the Caribbean. What do you wear? The ladies wear a bikini. Guys wear board shorts. And if they look good, that's a plus, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there. We'll leave it at that for now. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
You know, Bill, I just realized something. Maybe I'm not the best person to conduct, you know, a discussion on sexism in the dive industry, considering my first car had a license plate frame that said no fat chicks.
Yeah.
I mean, that was sexist, but that was before I knew better. And, you know,
now fat chicks are fine.
Yeah, I don't know if that's actually sexist.
It's not sexist?
No.
It's discriminatory.
I mean, you say no, so in that there is an inherent discrimination.
What, like now, for instance, we know, you know,
see,
the bigger
no
the
redheads,
cushion, the better.
No redheads is not sexist. It's exclusionary, but it's not sexist.
Okay, so it's discriminatory.
Yeah, I would say.
Didn't say anything about fat dudes.
No, I will ask this question. Did you actually allow any fat chicks into your car? Or was it just a posted sign which you ignored?
No, I stuck to the...
Yeah. Yeah, it's the rules. I don't make the rules. Ma'am, I'm sorry. I don't make the rules.
Look at the placard.
Post it.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Greg, you've come a long way because now I have realized that it's not, you know, no fat chicks was a long time ago.
Right.
Now you will give fat chicks a ride. They just have to sit in the bed of
the
truck.
That's what I. That's why
it's
I have
just
a truck.
For weight distribution. The engine's in the front.
No. This makes me sound so bad. I'm really
bad.
You know, yeah, I'm not.
He's still got the hauling ass mud flaps on too, which
he lets fat dudes ride with him. I've ridden with him lots of times.
Well, you're not fat. You're husky.
He's big boned.
I got your bone.
Okay, quit it. We have a damn good diving safety tip coming up, including
not a moment too soon.
And also, there's a big event going on up north that we're going to check in. It's the Dive In Festival. And did I mention that Dan and Betty Orr are celebrating 28 years in the dive industry in the Cayman Islands? And we're going to check in with them a little bit later on the big show today. That's all coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Whether you're a fat chick, fat guy, whatever, we welcome all.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your
surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 63. Every attempt to train a catfish to use an underwater litter box is proven unsuccessful.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's new with you, Nick?
Hey, I'm off to do some diving, Greg.
No kidding. Where are you headed?
To the coast. I hear there's some good diving in Florida.
You have to try hard to avoid it. You're going off the coast?
Yep. I booked my charter and I'm all set.
You like diving off a boat?
Find me a diver who doesn't. I mean, there are a ton of diving opportunities to be had off a boat. Between charter operations, private boats, kayaks, liveaboards.
I'm partial to liveaboards myself. There's nothing quite like having access to virtually any site, anywhere.
That's the appeal of boat diving.
Sounds like a good topic for a safety tip.
You're on to me, huh?
Yeah.
There are definitely a few key things to think about, especially if you're heading out on a charter boat.
Such as?
Well, for starters, consider the gear that you'll need ahead of time. For the most part, you'll be expected to provide your own. And sometimes a charter operation will provide tanks and weights, and sometimes not.
So be sure to check with them before you book your spot.
Yeah. Ask what will be provided and what won't, and plan accordingly. If you need to rent gear, be sure to let the operation know what you'll need, and be sure to arrive a little early to ensure that you'll have time to try it on and familiarize yourself with it before the boat leaves.
How about emergency equipment?
Every boat should already be equipped with first aid kits, emergency oxygen units, life jackets, and all that good stuff. Anything like surface signaling devices or personal equipment will be up to you.
Let's hit on some etiquette points. It's amazing how quickly a lack of thought can ruin a day on a boat.
You're right, although most of the etiquette to observe on a dive boat is common sense. It's highly unlikely you'll be the only diver on the boat, so rule number one is to be considerate of others.
Like, keep your gear in your own spot?
You said it. Messy divers get on everyone's nerves. It's always better if everyone just assembles their gear when they're invited on board, and then stows the remainder neatly away, either under a bench or in a designated area or locker.
There's a safety element too, isn't there?
Sure. The less stuff that's strewn about, the less chance there is that anyone else will be tripping over it.
How about following procedure?
That's just good manners. Boat crews tend to be very good at what they do, and the procedures they set down are the result of experience and knowing what works best on their vessel. So listen to them. It's not just a matter of being polite, it's a way to increase your safety factor as well.
You know, when it comes right down to it, we're all just guests on the boat.
That's a great way to look at it.
You mentioned listening to the boat crew. Dive briefings are a big part of that, right?
Yep. There are generally two briefings before the first dive. One on boat procedures.
Like entering, exiting the water, diver tracking systems, using the head, what to do if you're seasick.
Can you listen to that part especially close, don't you, Greg?
Yeah, well, I've fed the fishes a time or two, yeah.
We all have, but you're right. That's exactly what the first briefing will cover. The second usually takes place when you arrive at the site. The pre-dive briefing will generally include information on what to expect on the site, dive profiles to follow, hazards to avoid, and any other information that's important for you to know. Listen to it. The briefing will likely cover important information on navigation, visibility, marine life, and recommendations on how to get the most out of your dive.
Not to mention completing the dive safely.
Well, that too.
You know, that leads to a pet peeve of mine. Part of that dive briefing will include maximum dive profiles. Don't mess up everyone's day by ignoring them and screwing up the schedule.
That's a great point. When you're choosing your charter, make sure the other divers on board will be doing the same kind of diving you are. If you want to do technical diving with decompression involved, make sure that's clear when you book the charter so you find yourself on an appropriate boat with similar divers. Even on the strictly recreational side, don't think the maximum depths and times don't apply to you. They do. It's not fair to hold up everyone else on a boat just because you think it's okay to ignore the profile set by the crew, because it's not. Don't hold up the boat or get yourself in trouble by thinking the briefing and the rules are for everyone else but you.
Thank you. Okay, so now that we're fully briefed, what about getting in and out of the water?
Again, follow the briefing as outlined by the crew. They'll tell you when to suit up, when to put on your fins, where to rinse your mask, how to approach the exit point, and all that good stuff.
I find most of them have a checkout, check-in system too. You know, so they know who's in the water and who's back from the dive.
I sure hope so. But regardless of what system is in place, it's a good idea to let someone know when you leave and return so they know where you are.
I've got one, though it's kind of a etiquette safety combo. For crying out loud, when you get in the water, move away from the entry point so I can get in.
Good point. Although please be sure to do your part and make sure that the entry point's clear before you go.
Look before you leap.
Right. And along that line, when you return from your dive, be sure not to linger at the re-entry point of the boat. It's likely that another diver is coming up behind you, so clear the space so that they can rejoin the boat, too.
So we can do our surface interval.
Yep. It's all part of the day. It's unlikely you'll do only one dive a day on a boat, so you'll have some time between dives. Use the downtime to drink plenty of water and stay hydrated. Reapply that sunscreen, just relax, and enjoy the day.
And for those of us who have felt queasy from time to time...
I know you've had some experience with this. Care to share what you've learned?
I've learned there's no shame in getting seasick. Yes, it hits some more than others, but it can hit anyone at any time. So just try to make it over the side, and if you need help, ask the crew. They've seen it all before.
Well done.
Dive boats are an extraordinary and varied way to reach a dive site. The differences between them may be subtle, but distinct. One thing they all have in common, a dive crew with experience. So be sure to use that experience and listen to what they have to say. They are as big a contribution to your safety as any other factor. So listen carefully and follow the rules. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
You know, we got to get out and do some of that boat diving ourselves there, guys, right? I am cleared for diving. I have recovered. I had stitches I had to get taken out last week, but now I'm clear. Now I just have to schedule a trip. I got to go. I got to go dive, catch some lobsters. But, you know, that Bug Boy video kind of freaked me out. So I'm, you know.
Should inspire you.
It should inspire me?
I hope to inspire people everywhere to catch lobster.
Yeah, is that what it is? Really? When I saw the lobster come back, it kind of like the lobster got the last word. And took you out.
That came was back just Hollywood magic.
So you're saying don't fall for the Jaws syndrome when it comes to Lobzilla or Lobzombie or whatever that monster lobster was that came back to attack you, Bug Boy.
Yeah.
Because in the end, you prevail.
I ate the tail, so.
Okay. That's all that matters. Yeah. Once again, that video is up there at scubaradio.com, and you can check it out. Coming up, we're going to check in and find out what's going on. I believe it's in Pennsylvania. It's called the Dive-In Festival. Our buddy Dave is up there. He's going to give us a report from that event here with some of the divers in just a bit. Also, my buddy Chad from Light and Motion is going to come on the air and talk about the solar lights, which is what we use to film some of the scenes from the Bug Boy video and the Maldives video. I actually, when I was at the Surf Expo, I talked to the folks at GoPro and Polar Pro Lenses, which completed my whole setup for what we shot that Lobster Boy, that Bug Boy video with. And we're going to give a system away. So
thanks.
No, not to you. I'm working on getting a package of a Light and Motion solar light and the lighting system, a GoPro Black Edition, and a Polar Pro lens, which is what I used in the Maldives.
And what does the lens do?
The lens, color correction.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So when you're at depth and you don't need a video light like we have bright sunlight, like we're not too deep. And you don't want to use a video light, for instance, but you might want to put on the red filter, bring the reds back out. That Polar Pro filter will help you out in that regard.
And help you see the blood better.
Yes, exactly, which is important.
I ain't no commie. I'm not bringing the reds out.
What about a black light?
Yeah, what about a black light, Greg?
Actually, we'll ask Chad about that, because Light and Motion has a new underwater black light system for night dives.
Trippy.
Yeah.
Wow.
We were talking
totally
about that.
Totally kidding.
Yeah, I know. But that's the new thing.
Can it capture, like, the phosphorescence?
It is. That's what it does.
Yay.
You know, and I've seen some of the video and pictures from those. Unbelievable. But it's a very unique light, and then you have to wear a special filter on your mask. Light and Motion makes a... this whole system, and Chad can tell
us
about
it. As if diving wasn't cool enough.
Hey, man, it's, like, super cool. And
yes.
Like, I saw, like, trails. All dive, man.
Yeah.
Super cool,
well,
man.
Well, we'll tell you all about it next. And talk like that.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Brace yourself for immediate disintegration.
Oh my.
Sometimes we act, sometimes it's night, sometimes it's deep, sometimes it's bright, sometimes we talk about it and plan the next dive, cause it's all that we have on our mind. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold, sometimes the reef colors explode, and then we talk about it on our scuba diving show, Scuba Radio. Yeah. Radio.
And yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. On the phone with me, Chad Barbey, who is one of the representatives from Light and Motion, and he's going to talk with us a little bit about the solo lights that I've been using. And maybe we can delve into these night lights that they sell, or that you guys are selling now as well. Chad, what do you think?
They're pretty awesome, man. How you doing, Greg?
Good, buddy. Very psychedelic. Very like walking into the glow room there at Spirit Halloween. You know what I'm saying?
It's like watching the movie Avatar underwater.
Yes, it is. It is.
It's Avatar underwater is what it is.
Yeah. Now, what does it do exactly? Because CJ and James, they haven't seen this. I've seen some of the videos, but you wear a filter over your mask first of all, right?
You wear a yellow filter over your mask,
okay.
And the light has a white filter on it that allows you to get down to the reef at night with white light, and then when you get to the reef, you pull the light filter off, and it's exposed to blue light. The particular wavelength of the blue light excites the organic and chlorophyll material inside the animals and the reef, and it fluoresces it.
Yes.
And so it brings it out, you know, neon colors come out. Whatever the organic material inside the animal is, the blue light excites, and that's the color you get. So every night dive, every reef is going to give you something different. You'll never know what you get.
Yes. So it's you know, all you got to do is play, like, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon on some underwater speakers or something
exactly.
like that. Take that thing
exactly.
down, and you will totally trip out like you're on a 70s
episode. Exactly, exactly, yeah. exactly, exactly right. Exactly.
So that system.
That's the night light. And then another cool thing is you can take that light, and you can put a different mount on it to mount it to your, you know, GoPro or, you know, the different little small cameras that are out there. And then you have a yellow filter for the camera, and then you can video what you see and bring it back and show other people. And that's what's on the website. You'll see those videos of the night sea light in action at lightmotion.com.
Yeah, and you don't see this with the naked eye. It shows details.
No, you can't.
With
the naked eye, if someone's next to you with the naked eye, they just see this intense bright light underwater, almost blinding to the naked eye. That's why you need the yellow filter to filter out the light so you can get down and see the actual colors that the blue light fluoresces in the animal.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if I think I might have seen, I don't remember if that was part of the coral spawning that we were talking about last week that was going on down in the Keys. But that, I would imagine, would be the time to really do something like that. If the coral were spawning, man, you'd see all kinds of crazy stuff.
Well, yeah, exactly. There's no telling what you're going to see. And that's the cool thing about the night sea light. It gives people a reason to go night diving again, because what you saw in the day is one thing, but what you see at night, you just don't know what animal, the coral spawning, crabs, you know, octopus, whatever. I mean, you just don't know what they're going to look like under this blue light.
Yes.
So it's really exciting. It's really, really cool.
Hey, man, I heard, like, if you go to a hotel room and use, like, the black light, man. Do you see crabs too?
I heard it fluoresces, but I don't know what fluoresces.
Oh, man, so this is not the same thing, man?
I don't think so, man.
That's right, scabies, man. Bill.
Just ignore him.
I thought you could see crabs, man.
Okay, just stop. Chad, don't encourage him, really. By the way, that light in motion night dive light system, is there a specific name for it, or is just there? What is it called?
No, it's called the Night Sea Light.
Okay.
NightSea, all one word, Night Sea. So if you Google SOLA, SOLA, Night Sea Light, it'll bring you to the Light in Motion website, and you can read all about it and see the video files and everything about that. But very, very, very cool light. Very, very cool light. Especially if you're traveling into anywhere where there's, you know, saltwater reefs. That's where you would do. Freshwater does not work.
Yeah.
It's all saltwater reefs. So Caribbean, Pacific, you know, Florida, wherever.
Got it. Yeah, lightinmotion.com. You can start there and click on their dive tab, and you'll get there eventually as well. But, yeah, I got to try that. I got to get one of those systems out there. But I've just been working with the regular solo lights, just having a blast with my GoPro. Man, that thing puts out enough luminums to look like you're this sun.
Lumens. Yes, lumens.
Aluminum.
Yeah, you have the Solar Dive 1200, which gives you 1200 lumens of light on a flood. But it also, the cool thing about that solar light is, depending on which one you get, the 1200 lumen, the 800 lumen, it gives you 6 light settings in one light. So you have, on a flood mode, you have 3 light settings of 1200 lumens, 600 lumens, and 300 lumens. And then on a spot mode, you have 500 lumens, 250, and 125 lumens. So 6 different light options in one light. So depending on where you're at, day or night, or if you want to put it onto your video camera or just use it as a dive light, it's very, very versatile and many, many multiple applications, which is very nice about it.
Yeah, well, this is the first time that on a dive during the day, when there's plenty of light, I was still using the light to light up, I think it was under a ledge. But I pulled the light up, and I shined it on my buddy and blinded him. In the daylight.
In the daytime, it's an intense light, so you definitely want to keep it out of your eyes. But you bring up a good point, because even on a beautiful, clear day, and you get under a ledge of a reef, it gets dark under those ledges. And the Solar 1200, I mean, it just lights up stuff under that ledge you would never see with the naked eye or a smaller competitor's light out there. So, I mean, it's just amazing what you can see under the ledges with these lights.
Hey, man, like, you can put the Solar 1200, man, like, you can put it where the sun don't shine, man.
and it would light you up.
Oh, it's just boy. Like the sun shines, man.
Yes. And, well, we're sorry about that. But you can do with those solar lights what you will. Preferably not that. And if you use them for that, just don't send us the video. We don't want to see it. But they're the perfect complement to my GoPro Black, for sure. Those solar lights are phenomenal. All right, coming up in hour two of Scuba Radio, reports from Grand Cayman. Also, Big Wave Dave is on location in Tampa, and Neil Watson is at the Surf Expo. We'll get a first-hand report coming up in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.